and anxiety. I tell I used to laugh. You're going to have to throw by the purpose of y'all. Now, the reason why I got up here this morning is because now it's important. You are down to the place that Dr. King just told you that you have to make some provision to get that money in to go to Washington, D.C., and you have to have it in by the 18th. Now, Yahshua the Messiah is going to be revealed from heaven. We're not setting no date. But we do hope to be revealed to you as of now.
Yeah, right. Yes.
On this day. Now, it's important for you to get that all arrangements made. You've been told about it and so forth and so on. Now we know everybody is not going to do that too. See, we're not down here because we think that there's something for us to learn. See, I'm not trying to learn nothing.
All right. Okay.
See? Now that might, I know that sounds bad. But when you look at this little eye of the thing, no, reason why I told you I'm not trying to learn nothing. Is because Yahweh has revealed his purpose to me from start to finish. I've already learned it. And that's what I've been trying to impart to you. That's what these chapters are all about. Now, it comes to me that there's a great bit of controversy. Because I said that I was Yahweh in a body. Now somebody comes along and says, well, I don't believe that. Why, I wouldn't expect you, everybody, to believe that. I'd be the biggest fool that the Lord on earth if I believed everybody would believe that. I wouldn't even believe this myself. If God ever had to reveal it to me. Now look, folks, that's what you are, too. I don't have no preeminence over you. When it comes to that.
That's right.
Now you might not have known that here before, but that is what you are. This is not nobody.
Right.
This is Yahweh's body.
Right.
Where did it come from? It comes from me at 1731.
Right.
I want you to know where you come from.
Right.
You see? And you can make up your mind. That's why you're going to go too, if you don't want to
be.
Now, I've been worked up about the thing ever since it comes to me. See. So that's what I've been trying my best to keep. All right, read.
Acts 17:28.
For in Yahweh. Now listen, folks. You can't do nothing with that.
No.
For in Yahweh, in him, listen,
we live.
Now you understand that? It's in Yahweh, not outside of him, but in Yahweh we live. Read.
And move.
And you move. There's no commotion. You move. Read.
And have our being.
And everybody has their being. Don't make no difference what it is.
That's right.
Good. I know these stupid and ignorant preachers out there haven't told you nothing about it. I'm aware of that. See? All right. We know.
As some of your own sports have said.
As some of your own sports or philosophers have said.
For we are also his offspring.
Now listen, folks. Where did you come from?
Yahweh.
Okay.
We are also his offspring. That's where we come from. That's where we go to. Now that means you too.
All right.
Don't make no difference what color you are, what nationality. society you belong to. Now, I know somebody ain't gonna buy it and get still with it out of the Bible. You wouldn't have all these denominations and sects and stuff out there if everybody knew and checked their Bible. And when I get through with it, there's still gonna be somebody that don't believe. See, I'm aware of that too. But it's my indispensable duty to tell you. So you don't have no more excuse from now on. But we are the offspring. Everybody had their offspring from Yahweh. Is that right? Is that what you just read? Now I want to find out who and what Yahweh is so we'll know what that is.
Okay.
2 Corinthians, 3rd chapter and 17th verse.
Now Yahweh is spirit.
Now do you understand that? Everything in this universe, in its totality, has its source of derivative from a spirit. Everything. Don't think it gets more deep. The sun, the moon, the grass, the stars, the animals, and everything. That is derivative from that. You follow? Nothing. The universe itself, or the universe, let me put it this way now, both incorporeal, that means spiritual, and corporeal, that means physical, had its source of derivative from Yahweh. There is no place else for it to come from. Now I'm trying to make this plain so you don't have no more excuse for running out of here and saying that you don't believe that I'm Yahweh incarnate in the Bible. And you are too. Now there's nothing else that can be in. See? Besides just one other thing.
Right.
And then you know what that is? Mickey, that's the deal.
Yeah.
Now you're going to have to be one or the other. You make up your mind. You decide.
All right. All right.
See? Making that clear. Now, look here. I didn't say God or the Lord. Now, I didn't say Jesus Christ, because all of that's erroneous.
Right.
That's not what it is. Now, look. The high priest that officiated in this tabernacle back here, and the Lord, he had a mitre on his head. See? What we might speak of as a crown, see? And it had a bow and it tied in a knot back here. And around on the head of that mitre was the word, holiness unto Yahweh.
That's right.
See? Now, in Revelation, sir, you have, it's this. I want it read. See? That Yahweh was written in your forehead.
That's right.
I mean yours too.
Yes.
What's that 14th chapter of Revelation?
First one.
Read.
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the mountain.
And lo, a lamb stood on my mountain.
And with him 144,000.
And with him 144,000.
Having his name. And his father's name.
And his Joshua and Messiah.
Yes.
And his father's name.
Yes.
Written in their forehead.
He said, written in their forehead. See? Read on that. We want to see about you.
I heard a voice from heaven, as a voice of many waters, as a voice of a great country. And I heard the voice of harpers popping with their hearts.
Now my point is, now that's 144,000. Now, a lot of people, they just read the Bible. They don't know where 144,000 come from. They don't know nothing about it. Now, let me go some more. John, look at this.
Yeah.
7:9.
Now, Revelation 7:9. Well, wait, just a minute. Go back and read what you just read, so we have to look it up.
And I looked, and lo, a lamb.
Now, you looked, and lo, a lamb.
Stood on the Mount Zion.
Stood on Mount Zion.
With him a 144,000.
144,000.
Having his name.
Having his name. The Lamb's name. Joshua. Now,
that was cast down rule and taken through the third part of the stars in heaven.
That's right.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
And he drew the third part of the stars in heaven. How many of the third part of the stars in heaven? That's when they knew what was
right.
Let me cut down his spirit. Incarnation and physical God. Which I'm trying to tell you, you either got to be one of them or else you're going to have Yahweh. You understand? And whether you be one of them or not, you still got that name in your form.
But God's going to preach before I say that. And I ain't saying excuse me, Yahweh, let God have that. God's going to say that. But what happened before I thought God? Joshua, I took. And he passed on across the river of dirt. And when he got past, I saw him standing out there on Mount Zion.
And I looked, and Lord Lamb stood on the Mount Zion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was called Mount Zion.
Yes.
See, there was no Mount Zion until after they were cast away, captured down in the back,
right,
and brought back.
Mm-hmm.
See, then he comes up Mount Zion. That's I always is, not he I always. What's back there? F-I-O-N is back there. See, that's not only that. See, what's the name of this place, too? This place right here. Death on the earth. See, and God just called all the death elders to death. That's death on the earth. Before he died or passed out at the age of 110. See, I know what I'm talking about. I don't ask what I'm asking nobody more information. Well, that's 620,550. Now, when it's multiplied, no Gentile. That don't sound like a
nervous thought,
do it? No. Because I mean, that's all America. Now that's 623,550. They didn't realize it was a long view. They were born down here in New Jersey. Okay? And now, my thought here is this. There's 644,000 that derived from the 603,550 that was born in the wilderness. So now take that 602,550 born. Now listen, there were 12 tribes. Okay. That's 602,550 made up 12 tribes. The tribes that are there for us to be with you. What money? Not Jacob.
No man needs a number. No man needs a number. Right. So you don't have no number.
So he put probably about $144.
Yeah.
He said, you all know number here.
Uh-huh.
He thought, but John said, I heard me on the top.
Everybody knows I told you factually. I can't hear nobody.
All
right. Not one besides me.
He couldn't.
See? Your father?
Right.
Then if he said he couldn't, then what would he do? He said, believe on me. The Father is in me.
Yeah.
Now you believe the Father's in me for my very works sake.
Right.
I'm in the Father and the Father's in me.
Right.
Now how do you get out? You don't have to believe it. But we just think with the instinct of dishonor. As she read the fourth chapter of Corinthians. And we are coming on out backwards and judging. And you've been talking lies all your life. That's right. All right, that number. Read out there.
And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude.
And great multitude.
No man could number.
Which no man could number.
Of all nations.
Wait just a minute.
All right.
Where was they at? Out there on Mount Zion. Which of all nations. Which no man could number. See? Then what does?
Of all nations and kindred.
And kindred.
And people.
And people.
And tongues.
And tongues.
Stood before the cross.
Just before the throne. How about that?
Alright.
Where is the throne?
Alright.
Almost in heaven.
Alright.
Yeah, right.
Now, do you see that now?
Yeah.
You follow? Now, what I'm trying to tell you is this. See, I'm trying to tell you that we are the offspring.
Right.
See? And I'm trying to tell you that we are Yahweh.
Yeah.
Elohim. Mm-hmm. Yahshua. You understand? Got the name on you, too.
Right.
See?
Right.
Which I'm going to let that pass in a minute. See? Got the name right. Everybody in the building.
Right.
Everybody outside.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There ain't nobody but what don't
matter. Right.
Yeah, you're Yahweh. Even if the devil is occupied, we'll get y'all. Do you understand? So from, I know where I come from. Just what the side that I proceed.
Read it.
I proceed and come forth from the body.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Well, I just read to you that Yahweh was the Father, and we are the offspring, and so we too proceed and come forth from the Father.
That's right.
Yeah. How about that?
Alright.
And if that be the case then, in the 14th chapter of St. John, as they call it, which is King for red, ain't no such thing as a saint.
Right.
Only in the Roman Catholic Church. That means one canonized in the Roman Catholic Church.
Right.
Can't look at me, kid.
Okay.
See? What do you think about the Lamb coming all the way from way above the sun, moon, and stars down to the earth? Playing, as the folks have got it in their kind of mind. See, to set up our Roman Catholic Church.
No way. No way.
See, you don't have a verse even in the almanac to prove that Peter or he the one ever walked around in Rome.
That's right.
There's nobody in the Bible.
That's right.
Not a Roman Catholic, don't they? I said no. There's dead. Got some as a book. Is that kind of death? That's right. This is the president.
Yes.
Don't you have a book to say that they can't prove that Peter ever was in Rome? All you have to say. Catholic book. I just want to let you know. See, we have exposed this thing so bad.
Yeah.
And we have been right down in Rome. I do mean right up in the back.
Yeah.
Right. We've been down in Egypt.
Yeah.
And what we told the folks down in Egypt. See? See that. We told
be forced to death. What's your name? What's your name?
George. Never.
Nonsense. Get down and ask me.
Yes.
And Dr. Hatch, if they went to war with Israel, would they win? What did I tell you, the one who put your last name
Israel. Oh, me.
Now, you see, folks, we're not playing. We
ain't
playing. All right. Now, you see that Indian was a punk. Now, Jesus. Well, you want to get this statement? We want to show you now. Your whole witness don't know what they're talking about. We don't want to show you that, by the way. Did you find the way you paid it to see?
John 8:42.
I want to read
it. Joshua says unto them.
Now he's talking to the past, he was
right.
But the Sanhedrin was counseling the smart Lord. The 70. The Sanhedrin counseling. 70 elders. He's talking to them. The past, he was right. He said to him, what?
If Elohim were your father.
Now, if Elohim were your father.
You would love me.
You would love me?
All right.
Now, wait just a minute here, folks.
All right.
Wait just a minute. If Elohim were your father.
All right.
Then you would love me. That's what he said.
Yeah. All right.
He also said he was the son of Yahweh.
Yeah.
Is that
right? Yes, sir.
I say I'm the son too.
Yeah.
And I say the Father's in me.
Yeah.
Say, must there ain't nothing you can do about that.
Nope.
So you just might go on in your day and forget that stuff.
All right.
See, you know where it comes from too. All right. We don't got that.
For I proceeded forth and came from him.
Yes, that's right. Now look, that's what the moderator tells you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That you proceeded and come forth from the Father.
Mm-hmm.
You need help.
That's right.
Okay. You ain't come on down in the flesh. Mm-hmm. Yahweh is pure spirit. Just ignore all of this, all the other things you see.
Mm-hmm.
And just look at this cloud as a pure spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a symbol of pure spirit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now this is Yahweh. Yahweh, I read to you in Corinthians that.
Yeah.
That Yahweh was spirit. Now he proceeded and come forth from the Father.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
I told you then that he took on the shape of the home.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Right.
And he is the image of the Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Right.
I told you that. Your Father?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he says he proceeded and come forth from the Father. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he come on now in the flesh and manifested in the flesh. And he said, the Father is in me, and I am in the Father. Believe on me for my very work said. So, your Father, now what I'm trying to do is just tell you who you are, where you come from, who I am. I know who I am, and I know who you are.
Right.
The only thing that makes a discrimination is not your color.
All right.
Read.
Neither came I of myself.
I didn't come of myself.
But he sent me.
But he sent me. Now listen. You can decide. You can decide. You know any other man in the world.
No.
I don't care who he is.
No.
If you know any other man in the world at this time, see, that have done the works, not that I've done,
okay,
no man received, but the Father, our Heavenly Father,
right,
has done some of this in the body. Stand up, I'd like to do. God, I'd like to do you in prayer.
Now, I told you what was going on all over the world.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Told you when it was going to happen. Told you right from this pulpit.
Right.
Told you if it don't happen like I say, don't come back no more.
That's right.
Am I lying?
No.
Okay. All right, read. That's all. Just get these 12, 18 and read that. Now, what we're asking now is this great multitude.
Right.
And we're talking about Mount Zion, see? All right.
For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched.
Now, you see, here's what the miracle is. Mm-hmm. Here's what the problem is. Mm-hmm. See, maybe I can touch you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Right.
See?
Right. See? Mm-hmm. Now, these people, they come to a physical Mount Sinai, a horse in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put your hands on them. And Yahweh spoke to them from the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Right.
But now Paul is writing this epistle and said, now ye have not come
yet
to the mountain that might be touched. Mm-hmm. See, you can't touch the spirit like that.
That's right.
Well, all right, read.
And that burneth with fire.
And that burneth with fire.
Not unto blackness.
And not unto darkness.
And temp.
And
the sound of a trumpet. And the voice of words.
Which voice they heard. When they heard Yahweh speak from the mountain.
That the word.
Oh, hold it, Nick, and you hold it.
Okay.
And please get this straight. Yahweh is speaking here from the mountain.
Yeah.
He's speaking to this great multitude. That is not the Pope.
Right. That is not.
603,550 makes up a multitude. Is that right? What is the church?
The congregation
of the assembly. That is what the church is. And I have you to know that this is a
church right here. And I want you to know who the preacher is. No such thing ever, boy. Pope named Father.
Right.
Maybe that was possible. They might be touched, or they burn the fire. Is that right?
Yes.
And that word, what the word, what the state,
yes.
Which they that heard, intrigued. They went back to the young man, I say.
Right.
They were frightened. We didn't know Moses brought them, because it was supposed to be the leader, bring nobody. He stood that shame.
Yes.
Like the mountain.
Yes.
Oh, you see that now?
Yes.
And he had conversation with Yahweh, that burning bush before he went down.
Mm-hmm.
See, but now he's right.
Mm-hmm. Entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore.
That the word should not be spoken to them anymore.
For they could not endure
they
was commanded.
They couldn't take it. Now listen, folks, if you're smart, if you're wise, see, and you see they couldn't take it back, that you can't take it up here.
All right.
That I'm afraid too.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Say that?
Yeah.
All right, read on.
But ye...
Now here's a book at the conjunction. They're joined together two complete thoughts. Is that right?
Yeah.
But what?
But ye are...
No, I'm going to come.
No.
144,000 of earth, that's going to go.
No. But ye are come.
But ye are come.
Unto Mount Zion.
Wait a minute, I'm present here.
Yeah.
So you got to get some of this stuff out of this Bible.
All right.
But you are
cursed.
You come where?
Unto Mount Zion.
And to Mount Zion. Did you see that Mount Zion?
Yeah.
You are as you come back over here.
Right.
And you remember that number that could be?
Yeah.
The number?
Yeah.
Or you are come to Mount Zion. To what?
And unto the city of the living Elohim.
And you have come. See?
Mm-hmm.
Those Jews.
Yeah.
See? And the Gentiles grafted in.
And we have come to the city, to eternal.